98.7.
The truth of it is that Boston only ever had one song, because you could pretty much sing the words to China Grove to that as well. It's just like, it's really Boston. All Boston songs sound alike. How you doing, Adam Burns?
I'm not sure if I know. I mean, I've heard of Boston. And then when they got to the hook, the name Amanda rung a bell. And I'm sure I've played songs by them in marching band, because a lot of those Journey.
Are you?
What?
Do you have your original audio turned on? Because you sound crunchy. Oh, Jesus. What's that? Why are you humming?
I don't know. What do I sound like now?
You've got a high-pitched whine coming. There's a ground loop somewhere. Start muting channels.
Still?
Yes. Yes. I'll tell you when it goes away. Yeah, the look on your face is priceless.
The look? Am I really? And I don't normally have one, right?
No, you never have one. That's the weirdest thing. Mute your mic for a second. No, so it's not the mic. So it's coming from your board somewhere.
I haven't made any changes, but I have noticed.
Mute all the channels except your mic.
Yeah, they are all muted.
Well, then I don't even. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like do you have the USB going to a different place?
No, I haven't changed anything. And it's funny because I don't hear a loud. I mean, I do hear a little. No, I don't hear one at all. That's weird. But I do. I have been hearing one on the channel that. Let me.
Cyclone wants you to check your SD card. Is your SD card dusty? Wait. That was it. What was that?
That was it? Okay.
What was it?
My work laptop.
Ah.
But it's funny. It's funny because...
Unshielded work laptop.
It's funny because it's always plugged in. But I did unplug it and work from in the other room and then come back. Maybe the wires got moved and are touching something or...
All right, back to our Boston conundrum here. This is Boston. That's Boston. Do you recognize that song? Do I need to get what? What? Oh, well, what? Adam, Zach is leaving the house to go to Walmart to keep you employed.
Oh, thank you.
He says thank you. You're
welcome. Did he literally say that to me, or did
no,
you just say that?
No, he came in here to say that he is leaving now to go to Walmart to get ice cream because he wanted some ice cream.
Does he go by Izzy in Discord?
Yes.
Why?
Because that is his character name. Well, it used to be his character name in World of Warcraft. Is that your character name in Final Fantasy also? Yeah, it's his character name. It's also on his license. Okay. It's on his license plate too. There are a lot of people that know him as Izzy because they raided with him.
Oh.
In the same way that there's a lot of people that know me as either Yeshi or Treemass. Because those were my characters that I raided with.
I know you by a lot of things, but
it's like Adam's just like I have no idea.
What you're no, I'm not. Actually, I feel like when you taught me how to play World of Warcraft, bye, I love you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bye, bye.
Uh huh. He can't hear.
Be careful.
He can't hear you.
Or whatever.
Be careful. I love you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the Scott and Drew routine there.
I feel like when you taught me how to play World of Warcraft all those many years ago,
mm-hmm.
you were using that Treemass character.
Yeah. That's been,
at that time.
Yeah. I've used that character forever.
So, yeah.
All right, so back to the Boston conundrum here. So let me get to the hook here.
There's not a conundrum.
Here's the hook. All right, you know that one, right?
I know that one.
All right, but then this is also Boston. This is also Boston. Let me just jump to the... Doesn't that just sound like the exact same song?
It, like, it sounds similar.
And then you can just jump right back to where we were with Amanda.
Well, I mean, you know.
They definitely have a sound, right? It's like all their songs kind of sound the same.
The year is 1977. The group is Boston. Lead guitarist for Boston once said that the guitar pedal he used had a broken switch in it, which gave Boston its unique sound. He refused to get it fixed and actually had to have it reverse engineered to create a duplicate later in his career.
Oh, I seem to have not posted a show today.
Are we on the stream?
Yes, we are.
Streaming radio.
I didn't forget how to do it.
That's it. Is anyone on Discord hearing the whine?
Wait, you still hear it?
Not as bad. It was definitely a laptop, but now I've got kind of a higher pitched thing. You guys hear that, right? I'm not going crazy, am I? I mean, granted, my cans are incredibly hot, but no. Auntie Scott says no. Okay, fine. And, you know, it's not going to be on the recording. It doesn't matter. You're recording. Do a test recording and make sure it's not on your recording.
Okay, it won't be.
I'll just listen to the geeky gates.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, you won't hear it, though, when I play it back, will you?
No, but it doesn't matter. As long as you don't hear it, that's fine, because that's what's going on. So the pre-show, the pre and the post-show, we'll hear it.
No, I can't hear anything you're saying when I do that.
No, I got it. You're good. I'm just saying, all it's going to do is the pre and the post.
Well, I can do one other thing.
Which is what? What can you do?
I can see if this helps. It's weird, though, that you never noticed one before, because I have, like I said, I haven't changed anything.
Yeah. No, I've never heard of it.
So, but let me try doing. What about now?
No, that sounds great. What was it?
I don't hear you now. Wait a minute. what about now?
Yes. No, I don't hear it.
You don't hear it now?
No. Okay, thank God.
Let me see if you're still on the stream. Hold on.
Thank God.
Let me just look.
That was. I mean, if I'm not on the stream, I can stream for us.
You're not, but hold on. I can fix it.
Hold on. Sometimes saying the word like every 4 or 5 words chases away the unwanted issue. Was I saying like a lot? I'm sorry.
You're very quiet.
I am not quiet. I am anything but quiet. There are many adjectives that can be used to describe Daniel Brewer. Quiet is not one of them. Well, I mean, it could be used. I mean, in the case of a Mad Libs, it could be used for a humorous effect, but it would not be an accurate adjective, is what I'm trying to say. Accurate adjective was my stripper name in the in my college years, because I was an English major.
Are you talking?
Oh my God! Now you sound like you're on a telephone.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
You're talking to me on the Bluetooth.
Okay.
Now that should sound okay.
Now you sound good.
And talking to me on the
Bluetooth. Don't talk to me on the damn Bluetooth. He was a hairy bear. He was a scary bear.
One second.
Got home from camping last spring. Saw people, places, and things. We barely had arrived. Friends asked us to describe the people, places, and every last thing. So we unpacked our adjectives.
Adjectives.
I unpacked frustrating first. Reached in and found the word worst. Then I picked soggy and next I picked foggy and then I was ready to tell them my tale. Cause I'd unpacked my adjectives.
Kathy Marshall says, I don't hear Daniel, just Adam.
Adjectives are words you use to describe things, handy words to carry.
I know.
Days are sunny or they're rainy. Boys are dumb or else they're brainy.
I was doing it the same way for weeks and weeks, for months even, and it didn't. Okay.
Yes.
It's funny.
Is it? Is it like hilariously funny or just, you know, ha ha funny?
Let me see.
I've missed antagonizing you for 2 weeks.
Say something.
I have many questions about your solo show, The Geeky Gay.
Okay, that's going to the stream. Am I going to the stream? Yes, I'm going to the stream.
Oh, now suddenly you're louder.
Because
you're talking into the microphone, though.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Now I need to change this to be that. Say something.
I am saying something new. This is not the same thing I said before, which means it's different.
And I'm saying something. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Great. Let me just...
Now let's say things now, together. No.
You shouldn't... You're not hearing a whine right now,
I am
right?
Not. Well, no, I'm not hearing an electronic whine. No. See, I'm playing with the meaning of the word whine. I'm implying that you're whining.
I'm trying to remember why I made that change. I mean, I know why I made that change.
Well, then if you know why, you don't need to remember why because you know why.
But I won't play any audio on the computer because I feel like I made a change to route you to a different channel so that I could have you separate from whatever I was playing on the computer.
Yes.
And I used that stupid cell phone channel,
right?
Not the Bluetooth one, but the other one, and
yes,
it was okay, but the cable that I've got for that, I think, is suspect. I mean, it's a new cable.
So I use...
It's a little thin little thing.
Right. You come in on the USB. So I have the USB going to the computer. So the USB goes to the computer, and that is you coming in to me and me going back out to you on the USB. And then for computer audio, in order to keep that whine from happening, I use, because my computer has a Bluetooth on it, I use the Bluetooth connection, which plays the Bluetooth from... Now, the Bluetooth from the mixer to the computer is crap, but I'm just using it from the computer to the mixer, which is good, and that's where I play my sounds. So that's how I handle that.
I could switch and do that, but I don't want to try to...
You don't have to do it right now. You know what? You're fine. As much as people missed us, they're basically Jesus Christ. What
they love hearing.
What were we missing? Because this is just two guys like arguing about technical stuff that we don't even know like what's
going
on.
I wouldn't say that we're arguing.
Well, we're fiddling with technical things that they don't necessarily care about.
I wasn't on Butt First this week, and I know you don't listen to that because...
I don't, because
Big Brother
sucks.
Big Brother.
Although I'm interested now that apparently the white people are upset because there's a black alliance in the house, so maybe I will watch it.
Oh, there is a black alliance.
Because sure. I got to pick up the PP Plus to watch the Lower Decks.
But
is Big Brother on the PP Plus?
Paramount?
Yeah.
What, PP?
Paramount.
Where does the second P come from?
Plus. Paramount Plus. the pee pee place.
But then you don't need the plus.
Yeah, it's I know. Like I messed. I goofed it up. It's the pee pee place. The pee pee place. The Paramount Plus.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay. Well, then maybe I'll watch it.
Anyway, yes, there is. It's called The Cookout. They don't really trust each other. It's kind of funny.
Oh,
they
I love this. This isn't on the card, but I love this. Cyclone just said, I thought about leaving a phone message while they were away, but figured Adam might answer the phone. No, Adam doesn't even check his voicemails because I know that Auntie Scott left a birthday voicemail for Adam like days ago. And we have not yet heard any voicemails on The Geeky Gay.
Well, I don't listen to those beforehand, and I didn't record. I recorded Mondays and Tuesdays show.
No, we know you told us on those shows that you were pre-recording.
Well, I mean, because I feel bad. But then there was Wednesday, Thursday, and today.
And did you play his voicemail today?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Oh, well then I listened to him the day after, so I won't hear it until I'm walking around the neighborhood
Gary has just chastised me. And because I apparently didn't post today's show. So I'm now posting today's show.
Dare you chastise Adam, Gary?
You know what happened? It happens occasionally.
Adam is the hardest working man in podcasting.
We were in a hurry. And so I recorded and edited really quick and I FTP'd it up to the server. But then I ran downstairs because Mark and I had to...
Kathy Bacon's in our chat room. Hi, Kathy Bacon. This is a porn. This is a porn free zone. You're good here. We don't post any porn.
Yeah,
we don't do the porn.
Now somebody's gonna post porn. Just But we don't post porn.
The only kind of porn we post in here is food porn. Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah.
I put a few things.
And I saw that.
You can feel free to
I've been keeping quite a list.
I know.
While we've been going here, I've been keeping quite a list. Not the least of it. By the way, I was very confused. Two things going on here. Number one, I'm very confused about your throwing down show.
You're confused about it?
There were four new episodes today, but they're old episodes. So like did Batance just repost old shows or something? Because I got because it was like election night of 2020 and something else.
No,
but that was the last throwing down a couple of weeks. You're going to record one this coming week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm caught up on that.
Yeah.
All right.
I still haven't cooked my whatever it is that we're making. I looked over like I would have it there, but it's downstairs. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it's in the throwing down chat room. Oh, yeah. Scotcheroos.
Yeah.
Scotcheroos is what we're making.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to do it on Sunday.
Scotcheroody. Scotcheroody do.
Because I have a haircut tomorrow.
Scotcheroo sounds like an Australian superhero. Oh, thank God. It's Scotcheroo.
Speaking of Australia, well, first of all, you know, everyone knows we've been watching Australian MasterChef. Mm-hmm. However, I just found a new show that's not new at all that I think I kind of like. It's called Mysteries of the Abandoned. I really enjoy, you know, the kind of shows that when you were in high school, your science teacher or your history teacher or something, they would put those shows on. In those filler days when there was mm-hmm. nothing on the mm-hmm. syllabus mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or when you have...
Things happen that we just can't explain. Welcome to Mysteries
of the
Unexpected. What was it? Mysteries of the what?
Abandoned.
Mysteries of the Abandoned.
I find it really interesting. On my Twitter account, I subscribed for some reason. I don't even know where I found it, but there's a Twitter account called Abandoned Places. And they just post photos of old abandoned whatever. And I just find it fascinating, you know, just abandoned shopping malls that trees have now grown up in the middle of them. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
all this kind of stuff.
There's a whole like urban explorer kind of channel, I think, on YouTube that does that.
Are you doing some Bluetooth something?
Yeah, yeah. I was connecting this because I wanted to play you a clip.
And I found a show on Discovery Plus.
Oh, that's right. You pay for it.
From the Science Channel. And it's really old. Like there's 10 or 12 seasons, but I've never seen it, called Mysteries of the Abandoned. And they look at old abandoned anything, ships. They did a whole island, some island in Japan where they the whole island was just for coal mining. And they built all these high rises on this tiny little island, and they used the backfill from the coal mining to make the island larger.
Yeah, kind of like they did in Boston.
And now it's abandoned because they ran out of coal. Huh. And a big iron bridge, what used to be one of the tallest bridges in the world in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Look at you.
Now it's abandoned and a tornado.
So it marries your love of the obscure with the love of documentaries.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I find it interesting.
I saw that.
If you're sleepy, though, you can't watch them.
You can't watch it. Well, when you're my age, you can't watch anything on TV without falling asleep. It's like, I just get to this point now. Here's the thing. Here's the worst thing. I had like a hellacious day at work. Like not like stressful or hard or anything, other than the fact that I was in meetings from 9:30 until 2:30, straight through. I had no breaks. And at least three of those meetings were ones that I was running or teaching a lunch and learn class, or whatever. So it was like I had to talk for like hours today. And so after I was done, pretty much at 3 o'clock, I was done and I went downstairs and I was on the couch. I was finally eating my lunch. I ate my lunch on the couch. I was watching YouTube. And then I wake up at like 5:30 because I fell asleep on the couch. And here's the worst thing. My fucking Fitbit called me out on it. It's just like I get a little message from my Fitbit. It looks like you took a 1 hour and 2 minute nap. It's like, fuck you, Fitbit.
I'm not having it. I don't want any kind of device that knows more about me than I do.
All right. I saw this clip on TikTok because I'm obsessed with TikTok. And I saved this clip just for you because when you were talking about your church and nobody wearing a mask, this is what I thought of. This is a TikTok of a preacher in Oklahoma who got a bunch of video replies because the preacher in Oklahoma was actually quite liberal and he was telling people to wear masks and take vaccines. But his congregation or other people on TikTok were sending him videos. Here's one of them that they played. And it was just like
a moment to speak towards this line of thinking.
How can you, knowing the freedom that is in Christ, then go out and put a mask on? I'm asking. Because the Father's asking.
This is unfortunately
one of the... I'm asking because the Father's asking, Adam.
Wow. She's got a direct line.
How can you, knowing the freedom that is in Christ, tell people to wear a mask, which infringes on their freedoms?
Oh, my God. Americans are so wrapped up in this freedom.
Hold on. Not Americans. There's a very Southern specific, Americans. A very specific subsection of Americans. Let's get that straight. And I'm sorry. I know that you think that that we hate Christians or whatever, but it is largely
I know.
Southern Christians that are propagating this shit.
I feel that I said on one of my recent episodes that I was disappointed by Christians in general.
I kind of want to do that little skit, right? Is like, I kind of want to have like, oh dear Lord, please deliver us from this COVID. Please don't let more people die. Please deliver us from COVID. Thank you. Amen. And then I want Andy Scott to like record me a big God's voice going, here's a vaccine. And then they'll go like, oh, don't use the vaccine though. Don't use that goddamn vaccine. It's like you literally prayed for a cure to COVID. A cure to COVID was delivered and you fucking like won't do it. It's like, wasn't there a Bible verse about that? Like helping those who help themselves?
I don't think that's a Bible verse, but there is a saying, God helps those who help themselves. Yeah. And I do personally feel that science and medicine and all those things are how he helps us. Mm-hmm. Like, you're supposed to take advantage of those things. Like,
can you say, are,
yes.
Can you say science what? Like they do in Blinded Science?
Science.
Just every time you say science, just say science.
Science.
Yeah, like that. It's poetry in motion.
I believe he gives us science.
Yes, exactly.
To help you're, us save ourselves. Well, and
you're, look at you. You're like a, natural Thomas Dolby impersonator.
So yeah, it frustrates me. I don't know. And actually, I don't know what my church is saying because I don't hang around for the sermons. Mm-hmm. And I just play and then get the hell out of there. And so I don't know. I just know no one's wearing masks or very few. But at least I'm up on the stage. I mean, I'm vaccinated, so hopefully I don't have a breakthrough case. But I am on the stage away from most of those people in the congregation. So,
mm-hmm. 'Cause you're very important.
Yeah.
You're up on the stage. Well,
and I'm behind a wall. There's a little half wall there and there's a lighting panel. So really,
wow. All
Joe,
right.
Joe asked for a link to, cause all of our services are on television, but they're also online. And he's like, "Oh, I'd like to see one of the services."
Where are these? Where are these LED lights that you installed with the little the things that you got for your birthday? The poles with the stands on them that go. Oh, in the corner?
Well, I've only done one, and it's on the it's on the side of the TV. But I haven't done the one that's going to be right there.
Well, there's something behind the TV because I'm getting purple and blue coming from behind the TV.
Yeah, that's been there for a while. You're just now, you're hearing whines, you're seeing, that's been there.
Okay, good.
But it's looking more purple than normal because the lights that I bought when we moved in here, like a long time ago, I have it set on blue, but two of the LED lights have decided to stop functioning and they're sputtering a purple color. And I can't change them. I think they just need to be thrown away and new ones bought. Okay. I can show you the light, but
no, that's fine. I was trying to determine whether I was seeing it or not seeing it. And the answer is that you haven't yet set them up. That's fine.
No, you're not seeing it.
I have a problem of a very dark background behind me. And so I was thinking of those lights as well. And so I just wanted to see how they're going to come out there. Also, I have my MIDI keyboard back here. I really should move it.
I am going to put one right there. The corner that's made between the wall and the bookcase.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to put one right there.
Okay, right there.
I bought three. Okay, one's great. Going right there. But I haven't set it up. And then one on either side of the television.
Is it Lamont Cranston's birthday? Happy birthday, Lamont Cranston.
Oh, happy birthday. I didn't know it was your birthday. You probably said it somewhere and I missed it.
Happy birthday to you.
How many happy Jackie Chan birthday. Movies? Is it Jackie Chan?
Charlie Chan.
How many Charlie Chan movies were there?
If only there was an internet work system of computers that you could ask that question to. Happy birthday.
I could spend the whole time Lamont
Cranston.
Shit, or we can talk about shit. Let's see.
Happy How birthday to you.
Charlie Chan movies were made. I've probably asked this before.
I think there's like 38 or something like that.
It doesn't say. Well, it's not the immediate answer that comes up. You get a Wikipedia article.
Oh my God. This is why I love Lamont Cranston. I tried to watch a Charlie Chan movie on Amazon Prime a few weeks ago, but I hate most stuff from before 1980. Thank you. Thank you. There's just the way that they used to edit movies. The way that my brain is used to the MTV style of editing and they're just the slower paces of movies before 1980 that were just, they're torturous to watch. It's like they could be a half hour special. They could be this 2 hour movie they didn't even make 2 hour movies in 1980, but their 90 minute movies could basically be boiled down to 30 minutes.
Well, there are 50.
Well, there's 50 Chan movies
that are American Western, but then there are
Auntie Scott says 47.
I counted 50 on this Wikipedia page.
Ooh, maybe there's some that are no longer released, or that maybe they don't have that they can't access.
The House Without a Key, The Chinese Parrot.
Okay, we don't need to go through the entire list of them. You should start a podcast with Auntie Scott. No. And then each episode could be a title of a Charlie Chan movie, just kind of like we did for That Darn Elvis.
Latin America had 2 Charlie Chan movies, and China had 6. Mm. So there were 58, if I'm counting correctly, in toto.
In toto. Is that French? In toto.
Is that how you say that? Did you know? So they picked that guy, that producer guy, to be the replacement from Alex Trebek.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Then,
I saw this headline that the new host of Jeopardy resigned, but I haven't been following. I don't watch Jeopardy, so I haven't been following this.
Well, we watch occasionally.
Usually, I'm watching Jeopardy, it's because I'm stuck in a hospital waiting room or something, and that's the only thing on.
They selected the producer, and he's cute. I mean, he's got that going for him.
He's there you go.
Smart. Yeah. And he's kind of a relative unknown because he's not, you know, and so they selected him, and he was going to continue to executive produce but also be the host. Mm-hmm. And there was some controversy about him, some stuff that he said on a podcast he had years ago or something.
Oh, God.
And you know, a lot of people wanted LeVar Burton to get it. And so a lot of people were just making, you know, like saying shit because they wanted LeVar Burton to get it.
Yeah.
And so he resigned.
My problem with LeVar Burton is that he's too new agey. He's like crystal.
Is he?
Yeah, kind of crystally. He has been on This Year in Tech. I mean, This Week in Tech before. Back when I used to listen to that podcast, and he's been on there as a guest, and he's very woo woo. He's very new agey kind of.
I mean, you know,
need to channel the crystal energies to people to help them heal.
I just remember him from The Next Generation and from Butterflies in the Sky.
Oh. I can fly just as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
Yeah. So he seems nice.
Oh, I like Jordy LaForge and everything. I was shocked that he was.
So anyway, the Jeopardy guy resigned as host. He's still the producer. Mm-hmm. He's just not going to be the host. And I would be okay with LeVar Burton. We don't watch Jeopardy on a regular basis. I just, you know, Alex Trebek was a fixture, an American icon, even though he's Canadian.
I can go twice.
Or was Canadian.
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere.
I didn't know he could sing so well.
Yeah, I don't think that's him.
No, it was his pictures on the album, so that must be LeVar Burton.
Maybe it's Uhura.
It is. It's Nichelle Nichols.
She released an album at one point, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's talking about the Britney Spears conservatorship fiasco. Mm-hmm. No one's really talking about the Nichelle Nichols conservatorship issue that's going on.
That's
going to start a new hashtag.
That's Nichelle Nichols singing.
Free Nichelle.
I think she's dead. I think she just died recently. She's very frail. I know that. When I saw her at the 50th, she was very frail. I mean, she's 150 years old. Let's see.
I just saw an article that there's some battle about over conservatorship.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sun sells star's home amid conservatorship battle.
Yeah.
I mean, she must still be alive if there's a conservatorship.
She's 88.
I mean, that's young. Betty White's 99 or something.
I saw a thing the other day that literally, Adam, literally blew my mind. Not figurative, literally blew my mind. Betty White is older than sliced bread.
Oh, is she?
The first commercially available sliced bread was like 85 years ago.
They're gonna maybe she'll make 100. They'll have a big Betty White 100th, you know, birthday. They'll put a diaper on her and bring her out. And I don't know, maybe she's doing well.
Oh, Auntie Scott knows LeVar.
Yeah, that's why I was saying.
I've been to numerous cocktail parties at LeVar's house. He's been over several. Drew and I have had him over several times.
Let's just see what the last thing Betty White did.
Oh, you did a show together. Oh, you did Star Trek? Or you did a stage show? Did you do a stage show together?
So Betty White,
That's right. You were the useless one, right? Heart.
I'm kidding.
But that was a Captain Planet joke. I'm sorry.
Betty White did a voice in 2019. That was the last thing that she did.
I just always thought that was hilarious. It's like Captain Planet. All the white kids got the good roles, and then the Indian kid they stuck him with Heart. I'm sorry. I'm amusing myself here. Captain Planet and the Planeteers. Let's see. We're going to go here. LeVar Burton.
Captain Planet.
LeVar Burton voiced Kwame, who possessed the power of Earth. Wheeler, I believe it was one of the white kids, had the power of fire. Linka was the Russian white kid, had the power of wind. G, which was the Chinese girl, had the control of water. And then Mati, it was like heart.
Mati.
He wields the power of heart.
Oh, that's an error. I thought you were saying my tea.
Yes, like, my tea.
Hand me my tea.
I would like, can you hand me my tea, please?
Yeah.
And then there's a Frank Welker has got a credit for doing the vocal effects of Mati's pet monkey, Suchi.
Oh, I didn't know Auntie Scott's name was Frank Welker.
Frank Welker. Got the the thing. No, I think Auntie Scott was Captain Planet himself. Like he was not a planeteer. Captain Scott was, Captain Scott. That's wrong, Scott.
Captain Scott.
Auntie Scott was he was Captain Planet.
I'm going to go take my before recording break right now and pee.
Okay.
And because I need to, might as well do it now. Before we start the trip, I have to,
Yep. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, just go. Go pee. Go forth. Go forth and pee. Now that we've gotten rid of all your buzzes and hums and all of that fun stuff like that. Frank Welker made more money in voiceover than any of us will ever see in several lifetimes. Yeah. What is it? I was so sad when she tried to do banter on some awards show. Her timing is gone. I don't know that Betty White's timing is gone or whether she just couldn't hear. It's hard to hear on stage sometimes. I noticed as I'm getting older, I have to say what more often. I'm not hearing things as well as I used to, which is normal. I know that, right? Guys, males start losing their hearing at age 30. That is the slowly losing their hearing every single fucking day past age 30. So I guess that's why my headphones are so out, are so outrageously. I saw that, Auntie Scott. That's why my headphones are so outrageously loud on my ears. There's actually a thing on my phone. It's a Google app.
Those common lies that's being peddled.
There's a
right now.
No, I don't need you, preacher. There's an app. I don't have it on my phone now because I don't have. You have to have a plugged in microphone. Like plugged in headphones. You can't use Bluetooth headphones for it, but it's an app on your phone that will take things that you turn it on and then it filters out background noises and amplifies vocals. So like if you're in a noisy restaurant or whatever, you can actually use it like a hearing aid, like you can set it on the table and then like it will amplify vocal noises and filter out, like with some AI stuff, it'll filter out background noises. So, but it doesn't work with Bluetooth speakers. So you cannot surreptitiously have like a Bluetooth earbud in and have it work for you. You have to have a hardwired.
You don't look at my video at all, do you?
Oh, wait, what? Oh, look, it's the LED.
It's got a stand.
Yeah.
That's the light.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And you face it towards the wall.
Right, and then it blends in, and it lights up towards the back.
Yeah, so if I...
Yeah, I see that. I know what it is.
I've never...
And then it makes a light emanating from the corner of the room, or from the wherever corner you put it in, yeah. It's Ian, leave a message. Hi, it's Ian, leave a message. I don't know who that is. It's Ian, leave a message. Here's the thing. His Bartesian, like he should use that Bartesian and mix himself an exotic drink. It's just like, I guarantee you, most of the drinks that he can make with that Bartesian are like a whiskey sour, a screwdriver, a rum and coke. It's just like,
Need to take your break?
I do, but I want to, the chat room wants to know, are you using your Bartesian this evening?
We're talking about it on the show. Oh, no, I'm not using it this evening, but
are you drinking anything tonight?
No, I have a haircut tomorrow.
Oh, you have to drive for 6 hours tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be an early, early show tonight, folks. We're going to have to wrap it up early because Adam's got to drive all day tomorrow. Yeah. And since he doesn't have a radio in his car, he's going to have to use his phone.
Oh, well, no, we're going together. So we're taking Mark's.
Oh, Mark's car with the working radio.
Yeah.
Working radio. Not to make you feel bad or anything, Adam, but my truck has like a 12-channel Bang & Olufsen sound system in it with the. It's a really nice radio in my truck.
I don't. I mean, I'm happy for you.
Oh, Lamont Cranston is going to the Poconos this week. Are you going to the woods in the Poconos, Lamont? Go ahead. The thing is,
it's not like a car stereo is not a big deal to me. And normally I'm listening to a podcast and
yeah,
I used to have wireless earbuds that I would keep in all the time. And so when it stopped working, like it didn't matter. And I've just, you know, and when I do navigation, I use my phone. So like, it's not a big deal, but I feel like I should have a working something in there. So that's what my birthday present from Mark is going to be.
Yeah, I know. I heard it on your show. The burping. I apologize, Auntie Scott. I should have muted. I don't know. I'm exceptionally gassy this evening.
So
we had taco salads for dinner. Maybe I just, got some.
I had Taco Bell for dinner.
Oh, well, then you're the one that's going to be burping.
I had a couple of tacos, some nachos. I don't even like nachos, but the deal is I don't like the chips at Taco Bell.
Really?
But if you get the nachos.
Yeah, I usually get the nachos at Taco Bell.
It makes them taste better. So. Yeah. So I've been getting the nachos the past couple of times we've gone, but my problem with nachos is.
Is it their nachos?
Putting stuff all.
Yeah, get it? Get
putting
it? Their
stuff,
nachos?
I do.
Yeah, I know you've talked about it. Putting stuff over crispy chips makes them no longer
soggy.
Crispy. Yes. But that's not true.
It is true.
Oh, yeah. If you let them sit there for hours.
You have to eat them almost immediately. It's funny, though, with cereal, it's funny that I want the chips to stay crispy because with cereal, mm-hmm. people always have trouble with cereal because they're like, ugh, it gets soggy in the milk. Mm-hmm. I love soggy cereal. In fact, I leave my cereal alone for a few minutes. I don't eat it until it's had time to soak up some of the milk.
Wow.
I kind of like it in between, like sog with a little bit of crispy as well. You know, that perfect, you know, textural surprise.
Sog pea.
It's, I mean, it can go too far. It can get too soggy. But if you,
yeah,
if you
at some point it just becomes flavored. At some point it just becomes flavored milk with chunks.
You know,
it's like that fucking boba tea. I was never a cereal person.
I love cereal.
Never a cereal person.
I mean, so Auntie Scott and I, apparently another thing that's like us, we...
I know, you're like, twins. You're practically, you're identical twins. Cereal.
However, I don't really enjoy grape nuts all that much, which is what he's saying that he really likes. So there is a difference. We do, we're not quite identical twins. I like the fruitier, sweeter cereals.
You know what? I did this thing once because Donna Sugars convinced me that Rice Krispies, like Rice Krispie treats, because I love Rice Krispie treats. So I was going to make some Rice Krispie treats. And she said, oh, girl, trust me, get yourself a box of Fruity Pebbles. And
oh, that would be too sweet.
Just add like a cup of Fruity Pebbles to the, you know, the six cups.
Oh.
Just use like a cup and it'll make like little rainbow sprinkle Rice Krispies. Okay. Adam, all I could taste was the Fruity Pebbles. Like that one cup of Fruity Pebbles was so overpowering to the Rice Krispies that it's just like, that's all it tasted like. It tasted like...
I like the flavor of Fruity Pebbles. I was thinking she was saying do the whole thing out of Fruity Pebbles and that would be way too sweet.
But I'm wondering now with all this talk about grape nuts in there, what if I were to make Grape Nut Krispies?
Oh, they blueberry, Count Chocula, Frankenberry.
Those were the three.
Those were the ones that Auntie Scott just posted in the chat room for those listening who are on level 13.
And of those, only one of them is edible. And it's the Frankenberry. Frankenberry is delicious.
You know, it's interesting because I'm more of a, I like Fruity Pebbles. And
I don't like chocolate, so I don't like Count Chocolate, and blueberries are gross, so it wasn't.
And I like Captain Crunch.
I like Captain Crunch.
They will, and in fact, if you don't let Captain Crunch get a little soggy, it will cut your mouth. It will.
Frosted Flakes.
You know what I do with what I do? I like Rice Krispies as well, and I love Rice Chex.
Rice Chex.
But what I will do though, because they're not sweet, is I will literally, I'm telling you literally, take between a fourth a cup to a half a cup of sugar.
Oh, wow.
And pour on the top of them and it settles to the bottom. But what you do is you scoop your spoon to get a little bit of sugar on the tip of the spoon every bite.
Here's the thing. If I'm going to do that much sweet stuff, I'm going to have pancakes because I like pancakes. And so it's like, if I'm going to blow a diet on that much sugar and shit, then I'll just have pancakes.
And it's never for breakfast. Cereal is always a snack food.
When we were at Disney, we ate breakfast at the Trail's End, right underneath a picture of Fess Parker, by the way. But we ate there at the Trail's End and they brought out, you know, Mickey waffles. With strawberry butter. We had the world's oldest waiter. His name was Ed, and he had to be like he probably dated Nichelle Nichols in high school. And he like hunched over and like, you know, like ambled up to the table to take our order and took him forever to get there. But as soon as he like had taken our order, he was like speedy man. Like he was like the Flash. You couldn't catch him at all. Like he's like, you needed more butter or whatever. He's like, Ed, excuse me, Ed. Hey, Ed. Like he was just like zipping all around the restaurant. I never got more butter. It's very upset.
Oh, it's a shame.
Okay.
Well, so you mentioned pancakes, but you also mentioned waffles.
Yes.
Do you like waffles or pancakes better?
I like good waffles better. Like really good waffles. Like not not like Eggos or something like that. My problem with most pancakes is that they come from a mix and you can kind of taste, like they all just kind of taste the same. They're kind of flat and whatever. It's like
you
there's
can make your own pancake mix.
Yeah. You can make your own with flour and yeast and stuff like that. Yes, you could do that, but I'm not going to take the time to do that. I like really good waffles.
I like pancakes better. The only time I really ever have waffles is when we go to a hotel that has the waffle machine in the lobby.
Yeah.
And so in the morning you can go down and
make I like the waffles because they're crispy.
Mix and the little
they're crispy the little on the outside. Yeah, yeah.
You pour
yeah.
it in
yeah,
and
yeah.
you make your own.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
I like waffles. I like pancakes too, but I like waffles. But never, almost never for breakfast. I'm not
really just a plain old pancake. I don't really like. I like the dessert pancakes, the cinnamon streusel, or blue. You know, the things you get at IHOP, or you know,
it's like a category on Jeopardy. Things you get at IHOP.
Where they just pour extra sugar all over them.
All right. I'm going to go get my drink. Okay. And then pee. And then we'll be ready to. Oops, wrong one. We'll be ready to end the show. Adam, it's been all so right. great it's been talking great. To you. Another show in the can. Glad that we talked all about our True Week break and everything that we did. It's absolutely fantastic to be back with you, and we'll see you next week. Hey, if you want to send us an email, you can do so. Contact
Mixminus. Right, I think you can end the bit.
I'm just trying to make Auntie Scott think she had a stroke or something. She's like, "What? Oh my God, did I fall asleep?" Right, I'll be right back.
Gary doesn't like pancakes or waffles because he doesn't like syrup. You can also put you can put the icing that you would put on a cinnamon roll, you could put that on pancakes and put a little cinnamon, have a little cinnamon sugar glazed kind of pancake situation. That's kind of one of the, there's a Cinnabon pancake at either IHOP or Denny's. I'm not really sure which one. And they have cinnamon chunks in the pancakes, and they have the white glaze on top of them that they put on the Cinnabon cinnamon rolls. I never thought I had a sweet tooth, but I think I do. I ate an entire chocolate pie last weekend by myself. But I mean, it's because I made the chocolate pie for myself. And I did share with Mark, but I didn't. He's not a big pie person. He thinks American desserts are too sweet. They don't, apparently the desserts in the Philippines, they don't use as much sugar or something. So, and I apparently do have a real sweet tooth. I never thought I did, but I think I do. I think I've decided that I do. But, I've still got for those of you who listen to my other show, a listener actually emailed and asked for my chocolate pie recipe. And it's bits and pieces. It's not just one recipe. So now I'm going to have to like cobble together a recipe because I feel like I owe it to him. I mean, he's cute. He's a new listener. He emailed me. He went to all the trouble. So I feel like I need to write everything down. And I said I would on the show. So now I'm kind of obligated. I want to try. So the crust is from scratch and the meringue is from scratch. I mean, not like you can really buy meringue. That's already made, I mean. But the chocolate bit, like most Southern grandmothers, the way my grandma made her pies is she used a cook and serve pudding mix. But she would doctor it up. So she would take the Jell-O chocolate instant pudding, not instant, the cook and serve, not the instant. Put it in there. You bring it up to like a simmer, maybe a boil. You see little bubbles. And then she would, because she made a meringue, she would have egg yolks left over. And she would just toss the egg yolks into the pudding to make it richer. She would add a little bit of extra sugar and some vanilla. to kind of doctor it up. And it's really good. I mean, at least I think it's good.
Kathy Marshall said something which I could not disagree with more.
Japanese desserts are the best.
Japanese desserts are crap.
Yeah, I just kind of skipped over that. I don't really have... I will say that my experience with Asian desserts is...
Look, let's be honest. When people say, we're number one, USA, we're number one, there's exactly one thing that the USA is number one at in the universe, and that is desserts. Like, no other country is as good as desserts as us.
Okay, meringue powder.
Salted caramel core ice cream. That is a uniquely American invention gifted to the world.
I mean, I would say the French are good at desserts.
Yeah, but not as good as the U.S.
Probably they have good desserts in Italy. I can't think of one right now, but I'm sure they make good desserts.
No, I mean, gelato, and they also have the cannellonis, the... What do you call those? They're a hard pastry with the... someone help me
cannoli?
Out here. Cannoli.
You know what? I don't really like
is
cannoli.
Is it cannoli?
Yeah, they always, the ones I've always had were always stale tasting because they make the shells.
Tiramisu? Well, tiramisu. Yes, okay. if you like espresso.
I'm not a really big coffee person.
If you like espresso. Yeah, tiramisu is good. Yeah, but not as, I mean, still, I can name five American desserts that would put all those to shame. I'm just saying we're number one as far as dessert. I'm not saying nobody else has good desserts. I'm just saying as countries go, we have desserts
but down. My Asian boyfriend thinks that the desserts in the United States are too sweet.
Yeah, of course.
He doesn't enjoy how sweet they are.
Of course. I mean, people in Russia drink straight vodka all the time. It's like, yeah, it's a cultural thing.
But just to finish up my train of thought, I'm the only part of the pie that is not a from scratch is the chocolate mixture. And although I don't think I can do better than my grandma, and I think it would lose some of that nostalgic flavor, mm-hmm. I do want to try to make a from scratch pudding, chocolate pudding, and see if I like it better, just to see if I can do the whole thing from scratch.
Quick poll in the chat room. And am I the only one that hears Adam say grandma? Like G-R-E-M-M-A, grandma?
My grandma.
It always comes out like grandma. My grandma.
I don't know.
All right. I'm ready to record. Are you ready to record?
Grandmother. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm recording now. Oh, you know what? Just to be safe, let me listen to that and make.
Okay. I can't hear Adam.
Okay, we're good.
Oh, okay. You ready? Hit record.
I already did.